Blog Talk Radio.
Terrace Radio. Yesterday there was a terrorist attack in Strasbourg, France. At the one of the oldest Christmas markets in Europe, started back in 1570. Would have been around the time one of my ancestors was on the throne. King Charles IX of France. I want to tell you a little bit about this, about the market. Then we'll get into the what happened. There's a few reports. The market is famous for its ancient Christmas market, which takes place since 1570 in the Cathedral Square. This market is the oldest Christmas market in France. The Christmas market in Strasbourg offers to the visitors a touch of an adventure and rich flavor, such as those present in the Bretel market. The Bretel are, in fact, delicious traditional sweets prepared during Advent. The whole city is lit throughout the Christmas period. The market is very nice, especially in the late afternoon when the city turns on its lights and the shop windows shine. Decorations adorn the facades. The smells of spices and cinnamon fill the air. And in the churches, ringing Christmas carols. The market is full of products and traditional items. Sweets, mulled wine, pancakes, decorations for the tree, and the nativity scene. In addition to the traditional stalls during the Christmas season, are organized many events, including concerts, entertainment, and boat rides for kids in the city. The Christmas market in Strasbourg, with 300 stalls spread over 11 sites, is one of the largest Christmas markets in Europe. And from Voice of Europe News, it sounds like terrorist was able to spread into three parts of this market. And we have confirmation from Paul Joseph Watson that it was an Islamic terrorist attack. At least 3 people were killed, with another 13 injured on Tuesday in a shooting at a Christmas market in central Strasbourg. The gunman remains at large. The French Interior Ministry says the official count so far is that 3 are dead, with 13 injured. The gunman was intercepted 2 times by security, but was able to escape. He remains at large, he states. He sowed terror at 3 points in the city. The Interior Minister, Christophe Castaner, said. According to France 24, the shooting started near Place Kibert and moved towards the Grand Rue. the city's main shopping street. Five others are being questioned in connection with the shooting. Now, how is it? The security forces intercepted him twice, which means they had eyes and ears on the suspect. Guns drawn and shooting at the guy. Reports are that this terrorist was injured and wounded by one American news network. So he shot at twice. Well, he was shot at. Intercepted twice by the security forces. The SWAT teams, as you would call them here in America. Not only does he remain at large, but is also confirmed he crossed the border into Germany. The terrorist is a French-born citizen. So he was radicalized in France. We don't know which Islamic terrorist organization did it, but I have a pretty good guess. It might be ISIS, because a lot of them guys, gals, pretty easy to do in Syria, or killed the Christians and took their papers and disguised themselves as such, made it into Europe. Until we learn who exactly the organization is, we can only speculate and guess. Again, the SWAT teams intercepted this man, this terrorist, twice, and he was able to flee into Germany. Not flee, escape. How is it possible? After shots are fired, French citizens are killed and wounded. But these SWAT officers do not shoot to kill, which is in their just actions. Who gave the order to allow this guy to go away? That is an interesting question. So we have SWAT officers, shots are fired, SWAT officers are called in. They take down terrorists, shoot the terrorists, kill them, which is their right and just duty to do. Because the terrorist has a gun, knows how to use it, proven he knows how to use it by killing at least three people so far and injuring 13 others. They had the terrorist intercepted twice, injured him multiple times, yet he lived and escaped to Germany. That I do not understand. If any of my followers on Twitter, let me see, on Twitter handle is. I'm still learning it. If any of my Twitter followers are good at understanding how the French SWAT teams work, I'm at OMC Radio 1. Tweet me and tell me how you are trained to end terrorist suspects who have killed 3 people and injured 13. Tell me why and how, after intercepting this terrorist twice and injuring him multiple times, how was he able to cross the border into Germany? Who allowed this to happen? The French police, who are faithful to Emmanuel Macron, can sure beat the living daylights out of citizens, injure them physically with all sorts of grenades and everything else. A woman lost her eye. Teenagers got major face damage from grenades. But yet, when it comes to Islamic terrorism, the socialist government of don't take that same force to remove Islamic terrorism from France. No, Macron wants to pay off the yellow vest protesters. I was going to speak to you in French. We only got about a minute left. So, tell you right now, don't agree to anything with Macron. Keep forcing him to resign. Then elect Marine Le Pen. France will be better under her. While we wait for the remaining 20 seconds to end for the live stream for the radio, then we'll continue with the podcast. So, 5, 4, you're done. So we're now on to the podcast side of the radio program. President Donald Trump did something great for the Iraqi Christians and Syrian Christians. Let me read it to you. Here we go. President Donald Trump has signed into law the Iraq and Syria Genocide Relief and Accountability Act of 2018, which will provide humanitarian relief to genocide victims in Iraq and Syria and hold accountable Islamic State perpetrator bad guys who caused the genocide. The legislation signed today, again, reminds us of America's earlier efforts to aid victims of genocide. Christian communities targeted by Ottomans centuries ago Jewish survivors of Shoah. Supreme Knight Carl Anderson said in a December 11th statement, "With the bill now law, American speaks with a bold moral clarity and political unanimity," replied. He added, Anderson and other officials of the Knights of Columbus took part in the signing ceremony at the White House. As chairman of the U.S. Special Committee on International Justice, Archbishop Timmy Bergoglio of the U.S. Archdiocese for the Military Services praised new laws, calling it a critical measure and a signal of hope for the critically vulnerable of this region. The law enables financial and technical assistance for the humanitarian stabilization and recovery needs of former and current religious minorities residents of Iraq and Syria. The assistance may come through federal government or other entities, including faith-based groups. In addition, the Act enables the U.S. Department of State, in collaboration with other federal agencies, to conduct criminal investigations and apprehend individuals identified as alleged ISIS members, and to identify warning signs of genocide and threats to a person in Iraq. The number of Christians is below 200,000, down from 1.4 million in 2002, 500,000 in 2013, for ISIS militants were on a genocidal campaign, according to the figures provided by Smith Congressional Office. Many of the remaining Christians in Iraq are displaced, mostly in Erbil, in the Kurdistan region, and need assistance to return to their homes and stay in Iraq. Of the 550,000 Yazidis who remain in Iraq, about 280,000 are still displaced and also need assistance to return to their homes. U.S. House of Representatives, November 27th, unanimously passed the measure, known as H.R. 390. The Senate in earlier vote passed its version of the measure unanimously. Within the House vote, Representative Chris Smith from New Jersey said in remarks on the floor, "When genocide or other atrocity crimes are perpetuated, the United States should direct some of its humanitarian stabilization recovery aid to enable these groups to survive, especially when they are minorities in existence as a people is at risk." That is a good start. Now, if only they will pass a bill with funding, all talk, no funding, will not help persecuted Christians. And we need the State Department to get our ITAR license. So we do one thing they truly need. That is physical on the ground. Giving them humanitarian aid and funding is good. But who's going to protect them? There is only one group. That is Order Militaris Catholicus. As it is Christmas time, going near to Christmas time, and it's still Advent, on the show page, there's a link where you can get official Order Militaris Catholicus merchandise that helps the order. Or even better, get yourself a membership. Get your family membership, and also purchase some stock. That will really help the order. And finally, yesterday in Brazil, a gunman killed at least 4 people inside the Cathedral of Our Lady of the Immaculate Conception in Campinas, Brazil. Again, even more reasons for ordinary terrorists. So Mr. J. Trump, Representative Smith of New Jersey, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, work with the Order of Mail Terrorists. Help us to help these Christians in need. Help us get the ITAR license so we can do the work protecting Christians worldwide. Answer the letters from Order Militaris. Respond. And finally, join Order Militaris to invest, to learn more about us. Go to ordo-militaris.us. And last thing to my dear French citizens, keep protesting to the French police. No more deadly violence. No more violence of shooting people in the eyes, using grenades, pulling them and dragging them by the hair through the streets. No more pushing the disabled out of their wheelchairs. Keep protesting. Louis Suburban supports you finally. After I asked where was he, he finally spoke out. So we both support you. Keep protesting. I'll be following the vote of no confidence of Macron and Theresa May on Twitter. Hopefully they get both removed and Marine Le Pen can be put in the, as the president of France, begin cleaning up this mess. God bless you. Peaceful.